Chapter 27.
Well then, apostrophe grumbled Tom. Don't begin with me. Apostrophe, apostrophe Mrs. Bounderby, apostrophe said Harthouse, perfectly hearing this under strain as it went on. Your brother's face is quite familiar to me. Can I have seen him abroad? Or at some public school, perhaps? Apostrophe, no, apostrophe she resumed, quite interested. He has never been abroad yet, and was educated here, at home. Tom, love, I am telling Mr. Harthouse that he never saw you abroad. Apostrophe, no such luck, sir, apostrophe said Tom. There was little enough in him to brighten her face, for he was a sullen young fellow, and ungracious in his manner even to her. So much the greater must have been the solitude of her heart, and her need of someone on whom to bestow it. So much the more is this whelp the only creature she has ever cared for, apostrophe thought Mr. James Harthouse, turning it over and over. So much the more. So much the more. Apostrophe, both in his sister's presence, and after she had left the room, the whelp took no pains to hide his contempt for Mr. Bounderby, whenever he could indulge it without the observation of that independent man, by making wry faces, or shutting one eye. Without responding to these telegraphic communications, Mr. Harthouse encouraged him much in the course of the evening, and showed an unusual liking for him. At last, when he rose to return to his hotel, and was a little doubtful whether he knew the way by night, the whelp immediately proffered his services as guide, and turned out with him to escort him thither. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.